Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Spring into deals for seasonal savings. Shop select 1-pint annuals for just $1. Plus, get a free additional Cobalt 40-volt 2-amp-hour battery when you buy a select Cobalt 40-volt trimmer and blower combo kit. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/6. Annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, so what happened to their beers? Did it have anything to do with the man who died in their hotel room?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, do you have a real ghost story? Because if you do, share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, that's up to you. You get advanced episodes, access to the complete archive, over 5,000 episodes, no commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. My friend Craig is here today. You have been on the show a handful of times over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been quite a while, but yeah, I've been on a couple different times that I can remember. Yeah, it's been a few years now, though.
So Craig and I both work for Tony doing podcasting. Craig and I used to work in radio together for a very long time, which is how you know Tony, which is how you know me.
Mm-hmm. We're a little radio family.
I know. And it's funny. I was telling Craig a while back, I'm like, I think it was just our destiny. You and I will always work together. It just doesn't matter.
I always thought you were fun. Oh, she's just being nice. She's just saying that to make me feel better. But yeah, it seems like that's the case,
I know,
which is awesome.
We worked in radio together. Then we both exited radio. Okay, I got fired. Anyway.
We both dislocated ourselves from radio, I think was the term back in the day that corporation used when they let people go.
Dislocated. And then we both went to the Kansas Food Bank and worked there for a while. Then we both are doing part-time radio things. And it's like, it's just weird. Our lives are so parallel.
It is the craziest thing for many years now. I mean, long, long time.
So let me ask you a question. As far as ghosts and the paranormal go, where do you fall in believer, skeptic, non-believer? On that line, where would you go?
I believe in it. I was kind of a skeptic for many, many years. And then I actually lived at the Eldridge Hotel in Lawrence, Kansas.
Oh, I did an episode with the guy there, the marketing guy there, on the Grave Talks.
Wow. Yeah. And that place scared the hell out of me. I mean, it was the craziest thing. Yeah, I was working at a radio station up there and lived in the hotel for a short time. And, you know, I'd always heard rumors about it. People, you know, there in Lawrence talking about it. And then I'd hear weird things at night and the weird things would happen in the room. And I actually even had a friend that had come into town and stayed in the room with me. And he was the same way. He's like, what in the hell? I'm like, dude, I can't explain it. But yeah. And they're just, weird things here and there. Just, I was kind of a skeptic for years. It's like, that's a bunch of bullshit. That's not true. But yeah, I definitely believe in it now.
I think that it takes an experience too to turn you into a believer. Because although I've talked to so many people when they hear what I do, they're like, I don't believe in that. But this one time, and then they'll go on to tell you the most paranormal story ever. And then I always say, well, what was that then? How do you explain it? I don't know. I can't. Well, then how do you say you're a non-believer?
Yeah. And I think you might run into situations, too, where people are afraid to admit it. You might think there's some kind of nut job or something because they did experience something that most people or few people might not experience. Maybe they're too afraid to tell you that they really did have it happen, too.
And I think people feel like I'm a safe place. It's like, okay, I don't believe,
but this
one time,
place.
This thing happened to me. But this story today kind of cracks me up because it's sort of the paranormal equivalent of hold my beer. If there is such a thing. So here is the first story. It says, "Hi, I'm a listener from Perth in Western Australia. I love the show. I thought I'd share my experience. Although it's not as vivid as others, it definitely has an interesting twist. It says I live in Perth again. My story is about a trip I took down south. I'm 24 years old. I play in a cover band. A few months ago, we were offered a show out of town with food and accommodations. We packed up the car, began the 3-hour drive to our destination. We arrived around 4:30 in the afternoon, and a man at the bar greeted us and showed us to the rooms we were staying in. We followed him up a large wooden staircase, which led to a long corridor. We walked to the end of the corridor to find a right turn down another corridor. At the end, a glass door led to the wing we were staying in. A few rooms and bathroom facilities. Our rooms were at the end of the corridor at the back of the hotel on the first floor. Our three rooms all lined up next to each other with a bathroom / showers directly across the hall. The rooms were small and very bare, only contained a single bed, a bedside table, and an empty wooden wardrobe next to the door. That's what they give the band when the band shows up. Nothing fancy. After we settled in and brought in all our gear, we decided to hang in one of the rooms before dinner. One of the boys had brought some beer, so we each cracked one and sat in the tiny room. We were excited for the night ahead, and about 10 minutes after joking around and taking funny photos, I hopped into the wardrobe for a laugh. It's like, this will be funny. I'm going to jump in there. I put my beer down on the bedside table, hopped into the wardrobe, and shut the door. We each took a turn and took some photos while we were messing around. I realized I didn't have my beer in my hand. I went to grab it from the bedside table. It wasn't there. I thought maybe I put it somewhere else. I searched in the wardrobe, under the bed, under the bedside table. It was nowhere to be found. I know I didn't finish it. It was half empty when I put it down to jump into the wardrobe. We laughed about it, and I brushed it off and cracked open another beer. We each finished our first beer, and we went on to our second. After a trip to the bathroom, one of the guys in my band, Marty, came in to go after me. He set his beer down on the windowsill above the basin. I waited for him and joked about being devastated that I lost my beer. I washed my hands, as did he. We left the bathroom to head back into the other room we were previously in. Marty then remembered he had left his beer in the bathroom. And after a short trip, he returned but was empty-handed. "My beer is missing too," he joked. And I didn't believe him. "No, really, I can't find it." Well, I remember him putting it on the windowsill, so I went into the bathroom to prove him wrong, and it wasn't there. We searched the bathroom, our rooms, and the 4-meter stretch of hallway between all four rooms, but we couldn't find it anywhere. We tossed up the idea that there may have been a maid or a cleaner who had come through and grabbed both of our half-empty beers and thrown them out, but we were alone in the corridor, which is kind of funny. Like, you would notice. They've got these little rooms, and you put it on the bedside. I think someone would notice a maid walking in. It's like, I'm just going to go in and take that guy's half-empty beer. Yeah, let's see. But we hadn't seen any maid or cleaner pass through. We shrugged it off, laughed, must be a ghost here or something, finished our beers and headed down to have some food and play the show. After the gig, the hotel staff asked us to have some after-hour drinks at the bar before taking us out on the town. I noticed a photo frame of a man hanging on the wall above the bar, and I asked, "Hey, who's that?" "Oh, that's a guy who used to stay in one of the rooms upstairs," the bartender replied. "Oh, really? Did he move out?" "No, he died about 9 years ago. He was a local here and eventually moved into a room upstairs after losing his house. He was always in the bar and considered a bit of an alcoholic. Nice bloke, though." I was a little creeped out. He used to live upstairs, I asked. Yeah, actually, the same wing you guys are staying in, he said. I laughed and had an amazed look on my face. I wanted to tell him about the missing beers, but I was reluctant. That's interesting. We've had a few beers go missing earlier today, I said. Yeah, that would have been him. Actually, that's not the first time that's happened. People have told us they've seen him up there, and we've heard footsteps here while I'm working late, the bartender said. I was amazed. I told him we were a little creeped out, but more amazed by the possibility that something like this could have happened to us. I told the other guys in my band about the man in the photo, and we all got a little creeped out by it. We all decided to share a room that night. Nothing stirred, and in the morning, we packed up our gear and we went home. I'm not a skeptic, and I truly believe the concept around spirits reliving memories from their past life. And I truly believe all this ghost wanted was one last fresh, cold beer. Thanks for listening. That's from Tyler. That might be one of my favorite stories ever.
That is a great one. I wonder if his beer of choice was Foster's. Remember those commercials? Foster's, Australian for beer.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, maybe that was
maybe
his
that's
of choice.
What they were drinking. And had they been drinking some American Budweiser or something, I guess that Budweiser would be an import there. I don't know.
Yeah, be an
never really
down
thought
there,
of,
yeah.
never thought that's about cool. it like that. Maybe he, the ghost would be like, I hate that kind of beer. But it's so weird that two beers went missing.
Yeah, exactly. It's the fact that they, you know, the person at the hotel had mentioned, oh yeah, that's probably him kind of thing too. And they thought, you know, that they joked about it. And that's creepy.
Lisa, what I think's weird, they're all in the room, and like the bathroom one almost makes sense because he went back to get it. But
exactly. Yeah.
But where'd the beer go? Like, did it just float off? Like if you would have seen it leaving, where did it go? How did it get there?
Yeah. Where did it disappear to? And like you said, you're not going to have someone from housekeeping just come in while you're in there BSing with your friends and take your half gone beer there.
I need to clean up. Excuse me. I'm doing this very super sleuthily like.
Yeah.
Like nobody's going to see me walk in and take your beer. But I guess that would be when your beer just disappears for the second time, you know, somebody else's beer disappears.
Yeah. I wonder if anyone else, when, you know, maybe the first thing someone asked him is like, did you have so many beers earlier on that you maybe thought you had these beers and that's what was going on? But sounds like it's a pretty good story that they actually, sounds pretty legit that they definitely knew what they were doing and just disappeared.
Just disappeared. I just think it's funny. It's like, it's kind of an expensive ghost too, because, you know, you bought the beer and you keep taking my half empty beers and.
Damn, that's pretty expensive to entertain that ghost for sure.
We should have just changed the name of this episode to Ghost Said, Hold My Beer.
Exactly. Ghost stories from a land down under.
Well, here is our next story. We've got a caller.
My name is Justin. I got a couple of stories for you. Got a few, actually. First story, for my birthday, I happened to go into Vegas, and Vegas had their Titanic Museum. Well, I went in there clear-headed, wasn't thinking about anything. And in the middle of the exhibit, I had this all of a sudden urge to want to cry. I've never had that happen before. I figured that was very odd. And I'm going through the exhibit looking at the different artifacts. And I've heard a few people say that they went to this museum or the other museum sites and they've had the same experience, but I've never had that experience before. Thought that was pretty cool and pretty odd, but just that feeling of getting choked up in the back of your throat, that was just very weird to me. Another experience that I've had, I'm too from Wichita, and I have visited Thorosis Bridge, and I've been there twice, actually, and the very first time I went there, I actually parked just before driving on the bridge, and when I was walking onto the bridge, I felt like it was a hand or something on my chest, like preventing me from walking, and the more that I pushed through that force, it was like the harder I couldn't walk. I finally pushed through that force like somebody let me go. And I'm sitting there on the bridge, and suddenly I heard the baby cry off in the distance in the woods. And I've heard multiple people have actually experienced the baby cry too. It didn't sound like an animal. I know an animal when I hear one, and that was no animal. I believe I have another experience, but I will call back at a later date. Thank you. Love you guys. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so two parts to that story. The first part about the Titanic exhibit in Las Vegas. I could see how you would be at something like that and get really emotional.
Yeah. Because I was just thinking of Jasmine Rose too, though.
I felt very emotional when I went to see the Titanic exhibit, very heavy, because you just think about what these people went through.
Yeah.
And then you wonder, too, if there's maybe a haunted object in there, and it's...
Mm-hmm.
And that might have been what caused him to feel like that.
Yeah. The things that, you know, they were able to recover and have on display. I don't know, when you went to your Titanic exhibit thing, did you, like, draw a card and they picked out a name for you and everything? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you survive?
No, I was
died.
A goner.
My name is Hartmut, and I died. Yeah, it is creepy though. But yeah,
and I don't remember who I was, but just, and I think that was another way with that exhibit to really attach you to it, because now I'm this person, and I really want this person to live, and so it made me really emotional. It really did. Like when we left, I was kind of bummed out.
I was kind of the same way going into it, though. I was kind of joking about it when they asked the names. I'm like, was there a Jack or a Rose? Can we use those names? And just kind of being a smartass. And then, like you said, you go through the things like, okay, yeah, these are real lives we're talking about here. And then when you see some of the memorabilia from the actual wreckage and stuff, it's kind of emotional. Then to find out that the person you are didn't survive doesn't go so well either.
Okay, now the second part of that story. The bridge that he's talking about is just a few miles from my house, and I have never gone to Theoroso's Bridge. Mm-hmm. It's in Valley Center, and that's just like a suburb of Wichita. Let's go. I've got a recorder we could take with us. You want to do it some night?
Yeah, no, I've never been there either. As long as we take the video recorder and some Depends, I think we'll be okay.
Well, if you wear Depends, don't tell me, because I will think differently of you. I'll be like, Craig and his Depends.
Yeah, I don't at the present time, but I think if we go out there and I hear or see something, I might need to wear my Depends undergarments. But no, thank God, no, not yet. But God, that would be the craziest thing. Yeah, I'm. You know, like you said, we're both in the Wichita area. It's really close to your house, not far at all. But I've got a friend, she's gone there a couple different times, and she said, that it's a pretty crazy situation. She said she's experienced weird things too, like noises. And then actually someone that lives really close to there was there at the same time and kind of, you know, gave them even more stories about the thing. I've never been there either.
Well, I pulled up an article on it, and it says the bridge that is there today is not the original bridge. That one burned down. This one's a concrete bridge. But over the years, many legends have plagued this bridge. None of them have ever been confirmed. But one of them is the baby crying, the baby Theorosa. She was the daughter of 19th century settlers, and it said that she was stolen by a Native American tribe during a rampage on the bridge. And so the mom went to look for the baby, couldn't find her. And then to this day, visitors claim that you can see the ghost of Theorosa's mother still looking for the baby girl she lost. So him hearing crying.
Yeah.
But that's just one story. Then there's another one that Theorosa was a young Native American girl. She had a child with a married settler. She threw herself and her baby from the bridge into the water below.
And that's the story that I'd heard. That's.
And here's another one. The other story is a blonde-haired, blue-eyed farmer's wife had a brown-haired, dark-eyed daughter. Her father suspected the girl was the illegitimate child of the neighbor, drowned the young child at the bridge. So, I don't know. There's these legends of strange lights and sounds and temperature changes and orbs. So, we should just, like, get the recorder out. You could do video. I'll just do audio recording, and we'll just see what we get.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. As long as we've got a nice escape route, just in case it gets too creepy.
My leg, we're going to get back in the car and it's going to go, whoom, whoom. I'll be like, shit, we're stuck on the bridge. No, there's babies crying. Ooh. There's orbs. There's everything going on.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It would be fun to try, though. I think we ought to do it.
I think it would be fun. So we will report back. But that's interesting. He went to the bridge and then he experienced a baby crying.
Yeah. And the fact that he said he knew it, you know, that it wasn't an animal, that was definitely a baby cry. He heard not any kind of wildlife that might be in the area. That's very scary.
So creepy. Okay, we're going to do it. Then we'll do an episode on it. So if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you get the advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.